Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Han, and together we are the Honest Mummies.
We started this podcast as a way of connecting with other mums to let them know that they're not alone in the lifelong learning journey that is known as motherhood.
I'm a pre and postnatal personal trainer, and Nick's a registered dietitian. And although this podcast series isn't focused on nutrition and fitness, you can find more information about both of these topics in our ebooks, The Strong Mama Guide and The Mummy Nutrition Guide.
And you can get 10% off using the code THEHONESTMUMMIES.
We really hope you enjoy listening to our honest and open accounts of our experiences.
And don't forget to tag us on social media at THEHONESTMUMMIES.
Series 2 of the Honest Mummies podcast is kindly sponsored by Sprout, the first ever discount club for pregnancy and parenthood. Born out of the reality of just how expensive having a baby can be, Sprout is here to help you save at what we know to be a truly expensive time.
Sprout has partnered with over 90 amazing brands for you and your little ones that Hannah and I both love, giving members repeat discounts to help them save. So whether you're pregnant, your partner is pregnant, you're adopting, have little Sprouts or older ones, membership is open to all parents and parents-to-be, and you can now buy a premium membership for a friend to help them to save too. It even comes with a free gift box, making it a perfect present.
To get £5 off your Sprout Lifetime Premium membership, use the code THEHONESTMUMMIES at checkout. Hey guys, and welcome back to Series 2, Episode 6 of the Honest Mummies podcast on What Next and Life Update. I can't believe this is the final episode of Season 2, Nick, can you?
Basically, Hannah, I have no idea where the whole of 2021 has gone. Like, I mean, if 2020 was a bit of a blur, 2021 has just gone so fast. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to catching up. But first, how are you?
Well, I'm full of cold. We've had like illness after illness. It's like been tag team illness in our house, but we are plodding through on the back end. You must be nearly ready to pop now.
I cannot believe it. So I turned 37 weeks pregnant at the weekend. And when this episode goes out, I will have a 6 to 8 week old baby, as well as a 3-year-old. And it will be almost Christmas, Hannah.
We'll both have our first Christmases with our second babies, which is mental because obviously my little one was born earlier in the year, but we're both going to have our first Christmas with two.
Oh, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, actually. And I think, well, me and my husband are quite nervous for this birth. So we're both just looking forward to having a bit of time off. Like, I really like it because my husband, he owns his own business. He works 24/7 and he actually does take some time off at Christmas, and I'll be on maternity leave. So I'm looking forward just to having a bit of a break.
Absolutely, and well deserved. But talking of Christmas, I know you follow from your Instagram a lot of Montessori methods with H. Now, I've heard that with Montessori, they don't have or don't talk about Santa. Is that right?
Yeah, so I did a post on this last year and I will link it down below. And yeah, so the whole Montessori thing, they believe that you shouldn't talk about fantasy. And that's because basically kids below a certain age can't differentiate between reality and fantasy. So yeah, they don't talk about Santa Claus coming down the chimney and opening up the presents. However, they do talk about the story behind St. Nick, which is obviously, you know, based on a true story. So I've there been divided, thinking, oh my God, I don't want to scar my child by lying to them. However, equally, they're going to be exposed to it at, you know, at preschool, at nursery, at school. However, my husband strongly believes that kids should believe in Santa Claus. So I don't know. I honestly don't know what to do. I think we will go along with the whole Santa Claus thing. And then as he gets older, you know, talk about the story of St. Nick and maybe get a book around it. Christmas was really magical when I was a kid and because of Santa Claus. However, so what Montessori say is that Christmas isn't just about Santa Claus. It's about like lots of other different family traditions as well. So like, what did you do growing up yourself as a tradition, but also kind of like what new traditions are you starting to do with your two little ones?
Well, we did have a Santa in our life. So our stocking always was downstairs. I know some people have it on their bed. Was yours on your bed or downstairs, Nick?
Yeah, see, we never had a stocking. It was always just gifts underneath the tree. I know.
Yeah, so we had a stocking then. I thought that was generic. And we always used to have a Satsuma in it. And as I got older, this turned into a Terry's chocolate orange. So that's something I will do. I always put a Satsuma in them. I do stockings and I'll get their name printed on them.
Love that.
But one that we didn't do as children, but one I've seen and kind of picked up. And I think I don't mind doing this one because I feel like they'll get wear out of them, is to have new pajamas on Christmas Eve. So then when they wake up and you do all their photographs, like you're doing your paparazzi Christmas morning, if you remember to do one, then they have their new pajamas on already rather than like unwrapping them on the morning.
Yeah.
So I am going to do that with both of them, and I've actually ordered them already and it's October. How sad is that? But in previous years, we haven't been to visit Father Christmas. It's not through COVID, and then she was a bit young. And to be honest, I didn't even know how organized you had to be. Like before becoming a parent, I just thought you'd rock up and see Santa. But I remember ringing like 2 years ago, it would have been. And it was like, I don't know, November or say. But they were like, oh, they basically like laughed in my face on the phone almost, like, you are way too late. So this year I feel quite proud that I've rang up in September, Nick, to book for Christmas. So we're going to do that this year, but we'll see how it goes. I don't know if it's something we'll do every year, but it's just a novelty this year, if you know what I mean. And we'll be able to take both of them along, even though baby two will not remember. But what about you with H, and what will be baby two?
Yeah, so I mean, like growing up, we never went to see Santa Claus because like Santa Claus was always like mystical. And also I think that most of the Santa Clauses out there are rubbish. However, having said that, so this year I've gone and booked two places. Only one we're seeing Santa Claus at. It's called Stockheld. It's near Leeds, if any Leeds followers are listening. And then also Howard House. So we're going to be doing Christmassy things, but I've only booked for one Santa Claus. Also, these things add up. With regards to a Christmas Eve box, so last year I did something, which I'm going to carry on. I gave Henry something on the 1st of December, and I think he'll get a lot more out of it this year. But in there was a new pair of pajamas, exactly like you said, so that he can wear it throughout December. And then on Christmas Eve, you know, kind of like stickers. And it was just some things that I saw at the end aisle in Asda. So I think I spent about, you know, like £5, and then, you know, plus these quite cheap pajamas. I am on the lookout though for some matching pajamas. I might be too late, or I think I do know this brand on Instagram actually. However, they're personalized and we don't know the sex of our baby, so I don't know what the baby will be called. So yeah, so that's that. And other traditions, I think when Henry's a bit older, like I'd love to do kind of like baking and things. That's a bit hard with Henry at the moment, especially like with all of his allergies as well. So yeah, I think I'm just really looking forward to it. So yeah, my main mission is gonna be pajamas over the next few weeks.
Check out M&S. But yes. But it's always tricky, I think, when you have I always find when they're very little, and then like a toddler, when they get a bit bigger, then it's easier to match them, if that makes sense, because not all brands do things like in newborn and age three.
Yeah, so, I definitely won't be precious about that. But yeah, I would like a cute little picture like underneath the tree. But the problem is that I never do my makeup on a morning. So I always hate all photographs of me. Like, how bad is that? So literally, I'll just be like taking pictures of like Oliver and the children. I'll be like, no, don't get me in it, please.
And talking of presents then, because this is the thing though, because H has his birthday quite near Christmas, doesn't he? But like, regardless, as they get older, you find, I don't know if you find this, but they have like basically everything they need almost, other than like growing clothes that they're forever needing. But you've got a fab idea though, don't you, Nick? And I think I'm going to follow this for birthdays too in future. But what do you do?
Yeah, so this is something that, this was a Montessori inspired thing that I did last year. Because Henry was born in November, this baby is going to be born in November, so it can be a bit overwhelming. So I'm not going to go all out buying loads of presents. And also, you know, they get things from family and friends. But yeah, they say, is it a want, a wear, a need, and a read, and maybe a surprise? So if you want to base your gift buying on that, I will link a post in the show notes as well so that you've got it written out. This time though, so we are currently recording, it's the 19th of October. Oh, it's Henry's birthday, a month today. Yeah. And I've actually gone and bought him just like 5 gifts for his 3rd birthday. So I've got him like a seaplane, Has A got the magnetiles?
No, but I have seen those. They look good. And also, I quite like the look of those. Did you used to have one, like a marble run almost? Like you build it and you put a marble in the top and then it kind of goes down the track. Did you used to have one of those?
Do you know what? I can't remember. However, the fear of choking will be there. So we have got these magnetiles because I was trying to think of things that he can do. He's really into kind of like role play at the moment. So I've got him a Peter Rabbit set for that and then a wooden like doctor's set with a dressing up outfit. And I've asked my parents to get him like a Fireman Sam outfit. So that's for birthday. But then for Christmas, honestly, I have not even thought. The baby is getting Henry a trailer for his tractor. But just like what you said, I'm like, oh my God, I don't think he needs anything more. So I'll just get him a handful of things.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but second baby's like going to be even harder because I don't know if any listeners out there can give us some help in the week before Christmas. But like, what on earth are you meant to buy this baby who's got everything to hand down to? So I feel like I usually buy things in the sale throughout the year, just like their clothes and stuff like that. So to be honest, this year I'm actually just going to wrap up some of the stuff that I bought them for next summer clothes. And that sounds ridiculous because it's going to be Christmas, but I feel like they've got something to open. They'll be happy.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm just going to wrap up some things that maybe Henry got for his first Christmas because he won't remember. All I'm doing it really for is to show Henry that we haven't left the baby out.
Yeah, totally. But you're going to have two Bambinos Christmas, Nick. So that's going to be the best gift ever.
Yeah, hopefully we'll all be feeling fine and I can wear a nice new dress. I've got this red velvet one that's hung up. But yeah, like, do you have any tips for me? Obviously, you've been navigating newborn life now for like 6 months, or have you thought about it? Like, how are you going to do Christmas with a toddler and a newborn?
Well, my newborn, Nick, is not so new.
But yeah.
She is like, what, she'll be like 9 months or something like that by Christmas. But yeah, I think for you though, and I think for any new baby, it's like, just got to remember that if this year's going to have Christmas gatherings, hopefully, you got to remember that your baby isn't a pass the parcel and it's okay for you to have to hold them all the time or to do what you think's best for the baby. If you want to go somewhere else to feed them, if you want to feed them in the middle of the Christmas dinner, like, as we both always believe in, you do you, like, and don't feel pressured by what you see on social media. I think especially for you, who's going to be in that fourth trimester, you just embrace that little bubble and it's going to be even more magical for you this year if it's around Christmas. But also if it's not magical at certain moments, that's okay too.
Yeah. And do you know what? I think like that's the one thing that even though, so me and Hannah have talked about lots of these like different traditions that you can try, please don't put pressure on yourself. And Christmas is, it's always a funny time, isn't it? Because like, friends and family get together that you haven't seen for ages and there's always some sort of disagreement. And then even before that, it's like, well, whose house, like, do you go to, who's hosting? But yeah, I think you just have to be kind to yourself. And something that I am going to do differently this year, instead of when I was, well, had a newborn with Henry, is just to take it easier and just be kinder on myself and not try and rush around. So that is my promise to myself.
You've got a nap as well, remember?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I think I said in an earlier series or episode,
you
I've never
you're gonna nap.
I might nap, maybe not on Christmas Day, or maybe, I don't know.
Oh no, fantastic. But yes, I think it's been absolutely incredible recording this series, Nick.
Me too. And I love the fact that we do so many things differently in motherhood, yet we can always agree on certain topics. So hopefully people listening can realise that there is no right way and you just have to do whatever's right for you.
Absolutely. So we both wish you all a very Merry Christmas from our families to yours. And if you've loved tuning in, we'd love for you to share the Honest Mummies podcast with a friend, text them, call them, tag us on social media at the Honest Mummies. And we shall see you in 2022. I look forward to your New Year's resolutions, Nick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe we can talk about recording series 3 in January time.
Absolutely. But Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. We'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Honest Mummies podcast.
Remember to tag us at the Honest Mummies on Instagram to get involved in the conversation. We really would love to hear from you.
And finally, please do subscribe and check out the show notes below for links to our nutrition and fitness ebooks too.
See you soon. Series 2 of the Honest Mummies podcast is kindly sponsored by Sprout, the first ever discount club for pregnancy and parenthood. Born out of the reality of just how expensive having a baby can be, Sprout is here to help you save at what we know to be a truly expensive time.
Sprout has partnered with over 90 amazing brands for you and your little ones that Hannah and I both love, giving members repeat discounts to help them save. So whether you're pregnant, your partner is pregnant, you're adopting, have little Sprouts or older ones, membership is open to all parents and parents-to-be, and you can now buy a premium membership for a friend to help them to save too. It even comes with a free gift box, making it a perfect present.
To get £5 off your Sprout Lifetime Premium membership, use the code THEHONESTMUMMIES at checkout.